hid much deeper and I cried with all my might. Your lies will never work on me. Now get on out of my sight. And I kept on praying. I kept on praying. I prayed three times a day unto the Lord. 15 days have come and gone. I'm weak from fasting now. Oh, Satan said unto me, son, you've lost your battle now. Well, I prayed and I wept and I cried to God, though I did not feel a thing. I said, my Lord, I know you're real, and I let the prayer bells ring. And I kept on praying. I kept on praying. I prayed three times a day unto the Lord. 20 days passed away, and still I see no sign. The devil said unto me, son, the light will never shine. Now, Dan, you pray unto the Lord, but your battle's over now. I said, come back tomorrow, devil, I'm gonna show you how. And I kept on praying, I kept on praying. I prayed three times a day.
I'm gonna share the rest of that with you at the end of this broadcast. That song I never heard before, and man, do I like it. I like that song. I really do. And it'll all be on this tape, before and after together. And I want you to realize that when you pray and you keep on praying, you're going to get an answer. Now, that is a story of old Daniel praying 21 days, and it ends just like you expected, with a shout and a mighty move of God's power. I read that, by the way, this week, and got encouraged all about it, that when you pray, and you really pray, and you keep on praying, you're going to get an answer. Now, our program today is Pope Francis. That's the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Is Pope Francis the last pope before the false prophet is revealed? Is Pope Francis the last pope before the false prophet is revealed? Now, there is much chatter on the internet. The Pope has made it plain he doesn't expect to be pope but 2 or 3 more years. 2 or 3 more years. And there has been so much documentation that this is indeed the last pope, and the next step will be into the 7-year tribulation period and the false prophet. Now, we're going to have a good time today discussing this. It is, some of it's kind of shattering news. If you're not saved, it may scare you a little bit, and I hope you get scared a little bit and get yourself right with God. You say, Brother Chambers, I don't believe in scaring people. Well, I think what we're happening in our world, if it don't scare you, maybe you don't have a good conscience of what's going on, because it is a dangerous hour. Now, we're going to talk about several things. The Pope, all about him and the steps he's been making that are fulfillment of Bible prophecy. The steps he's been making that are fulfilling of Bible prophecy. Now, you got to understand that. You've got to understand that this pope is, without question, a prophetic pope. He is fulfilling prophetic things. He is getting our world religiously ready for the great 7-year tribulation period. Anybody that could even watch the Pope of the Catholic Church and not know that the rapture is about to happen and the 7-year tribulation period about to begin, and at the end of that 7 years, the great millennial reign of Jesus Christ from Jerusalem. From Jerusalem. Did you notice this week that the Pope decided to declare the state of Palestine for the Palestinians in the land of Israel? So he declared the state of Palestine. He gave it his recognition as a genuine and true state. The state of Pakistan. Palestinians, I'm sorry. Did I say, which was it? Pakistan would be either the same. So it really doesn't matter. The state of Pakistan or the state of the Palestinians. Now, I want you to understand, that's very, 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 very prophetic, because you do understand when Jesus comes back at the end of 7 years, he will set up his reign in Jerusalem. and there will be no state of Pakistan. I can tell you that. It will be the land of Israel. It will be the capital of the New World Order, the capital of the kingdom of Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. And so for the Pope to declare the land of Israel and part of Jerusalem as the state of Pakistan or the state of the Palestinians is directly prophetic. I mean, on the negative side, of course. It's contrary to prophecy, but it fulfills prophecy and shows us that everything is shaping up for the battle. Everything is shaping up for what's going to happen during the 7 years and the great triumph of Jesus Christ at the end of that 7 years. Now, there's three things the Bible says about the false prophet. I don't know whether you've read them and have them marked in your understanding or not, but let me read them to you and show you that there are three things that can be the sign that you've taken the mark of the beast. Notice, and that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name. So it could be the mark. And he very clear, the mark is different from the 666. But a mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So there are three things that people will do to join the Antichrist kingdom. To join the Antichrist. To worship the devil, in other words. And to receive the absolute birth of the kingdom of Satan into their person and become one with the devil and one with the false prophet and one or the Antichrist and one with the false prophet. Now, here's something I want to talk about today. What is likely to be the name of the false prophet? What is likely to be the name of the false prophet? We're going to try to come up with some suggestions, and I'm going to ask you to help me out there all over radio land, all over the internet world. Listen to me clearly. What will be the name of the false prophet? I've got some suggestions. I've got one I think is at the top of my list, but he will have a name. And I've been amazed because I can't ever remember that being discussed. I can't ever remember that even coming up, that he's going to have a name. And that what is that name that this false prophet will have? You can take the mark. You can take, that's the mark of the name, or you can take the name, or you can take the sign of the mark, which is the 666. So there's three different ways there that you can join the devil's kingdom and the Antichrist and the false prophet. And may I say something here? When you look at the devil and you look at the Antichrist and you look at the false prophet, that's the unholy trinity. The unholy trinity. And if there is one proof in the Bible that the true trinity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, is biblical to the core, then the devil wouldn't be imitating it if it wasn't biblical. The devil imitates nothing but that which is biblical. The devil does nothing but that which is a form of some distorted idea that connects to the Bible. The devil is a blasphemer, and everything he does, everything his demon spirits do have a connection to the Holy Bible because they come to imitate it. And I've been in some temples in Egypt. I've been in some in Iraq. I've never been in a temple of the devil that didn't have three holies of holies for the idea of the Trinity that they have in their religion to try to imitate the true faith of the Holy Bible. Oh, what wonderful truth. You see, the Bible proves itself if you'll just stay in the Bible. And something that came to me as I studied this week, you look at all these fads, these faddish books that have been coming out now for years, and you will find in every one of these fads that books try to imitate or try to teach, every one of them is a distortion of the Bible. You know, the Bible says very clearly there's no such thing as private interpretation. There's no such thing as private interpretation. It's like Jonathan Com. That's not the right pronunciation of that. I had it right, but didn't get it right then. In his books, which are really, I mean literally, not a thing, but fables. They are fables. And he takes Bible verses that nobody else has ever saw anything in them, and he turns them into what he says is prophecy and builds a fable around them. Come on, friends. There's no such thing as private interpretation of the Bible. The same with Psalms 83, that a man that I know well has written a book about, and has done more to get people confused about end time prophecy. My friend, there is no such thing as private interpretation of the Bible. If you ever hear me coming up with something that's private interpretation of the Bible, then you can discount me and put me on the discount list, okay? Because there is no such thing as private interpretation. Well, there's just so much to talk about, but the real theme today is how long will this present Pope rule as the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, and when will he end his reign and the false prophet take over? Do you know that this is the last Pope? No, I do not know that. I have some mighty good feelings that it is, and there's a lot of things in the past that would suggest that it is, but that's not something written in the Bible, so we can say that appears to be the case, but may not be the case. But we'll accept whatever God gives us, okay? Because we're in this book, and we have no desire for anything but what's in the what's in this book. Now, there's some things about the present Pope that has been so prophetic. Let's take, for instance, the homosexual issue. Have you read all the information of his recent serving of the Eucharist to a homosexual priest? And at the end of serving that homosexual priest, what he calls the very body of Jesus Christ, the very body of Jesus Christ by the Pope, served to a homosexual priest, and then he kisses his hand at the end of that. And oh, how the homosexual world, the homosexual people who are promoting their agenda, hoopla'd over this very action of the Pope of the Catholic Church. Well, let me tell you, it was blasphemy. I want you to know, when you try to serve the homosexual man living in his homosexual lifestyle, and you serve him what you call the body of Christ, you and I know it isn't the body of Christ, but what you call the body of Christ, you're blaspheming the Lord Jesus Christ. You're blaspheming the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm here to tell you, the false prophet that will rule the religious world is the most contradictory creature that you will ever see in this Bible. Let me read you something about him. And this is Revelation 13 and verse 11. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast. This is the false prophet coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. Now, if this is not the most contradictory creature that you've ever seen, two horns like a lamb. You've never seen a lamb with horns. If there were, they weren't his. So here's a lamb with two horns that speaks like a dragon. Now, is this how the false prophet will look? No. This is his character. He is a contradictory creature. He is contradictory to the core. Everything he represents is a contradiction of everything biblical and everything pure and everything holy. That's just very simply who this creature is. A contradictory of everything pure and everything holy and everything biblical. So there we see him, the false prophet, who will reign following the last pope. If it's this pope, okay. If it's the next pope, okay. I don't know that. I have great feelings. I think everybody out there is agreeing that this is probably the last pope. And that is if they agree with this kind of biblical truth, you know. If you agree with the book of Revelation, if you don't believe in the book of Revelation, then none of this matters. Someone was telling me yesterday that they attended a Presbyterian church, and I said, did you know that your church is post-millennial? They don't believe in this 7-year tribulation period, a rapture, and then 7-year tribulation period, and then the setting up of the kingdom. Where do you think the idea began of a post-millennial view of the coming of Christ after the millennial reign of 1,000 years. Well, it began with the Catholic Church, hundreds of years ago, literally hundreds of years ago. And you must understand that post-millennialism has to be connected to a rejection of Israel and Jerusalem and the Jewish history, the Jewish prophetic future that we believe. We know that Jerusalem right now is still a Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible says. And we know that the children of Israel are enemies, that is, the normal Orthodox or a Reformed Jew is an enemy of the gospel, but they are beloved for the Father, because the Father has a plan for Jerusalem. Father has a plan for Israel, and the Bible is full of it, and it is most exciting. Now, I've given you more ideas than almost we can talk about, but let's hear from you. You can call me at 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, okay? 1-800-338-7884. And then remember the local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC at paulcreek.org, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes,
Dr. Tangle. Yes. Wait a minute here. Let me see. I missed some. Here it is. Go ahead now. I got you.
You got me all right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Tangle, I'd like to quote something just briefly, and I'd like for you to comment on it in regard to your program.
Okay.
The lead singer's 9-day Italy tour is going to culminate with providing service music for Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican on Pentecost Sunday.
Now, who is doing this?
Huh?
Who is doing this?
The Lee Singers.
The Lee Singers?
From Cleveland, Tennessee, Lee.
Come on. The Lee Singers from Lee College in Cleveland, Tennessee, are going to be in Rome providing music for the event in Rome.
The Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, and they're having the service music during the Mass.
Well, can you send me the documentation of that? You know, I was a member of the Church of God for 41 years, and they've been going backwards at a neck-break speed. But for Lee College to have their choir in Rome doing the music for a Catholic communion service and then participating in that is blasphemy, my brother.
Yes.
That's blasphemy. Are you a Church of God minister? Do you mind answering that? Hey, are you there? Are you there, my friend? I'm still got you on the line here.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you a Church of God minister?
I'd be ashamed to say if I were.
Well, I understand, but that's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. Please send me the documentation of that.
Well, it says we're looking forward to sharing the music we plan to perform. Said especially the four pieces chosen for Mass at the Vatican, said Dr. Brad Moffitt, Associate Professor of Music at Lee and Director of Lee Singers, said it will be a short concert full of beauty and worship.
Wow. Well, you are going to send me the information, aren't you?
Yes.
All right, please do, because when I say things like that on the air, I tremble. When I allow something like that on the air, I tremble unless I have the documentation. And I promise you, if you'll send it to me, I will do my best to put it on the internet and get it out there so that a Church of God people can stand up and be counted. And there are multitudes of them that are still good, decent people that love this Bible and are still in love with Jesus. And so they will tremble at that information.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, sir. And I look forward to get it immediately now on the internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. Can you send it to me today?
Yes, sir.
jrc@paulcreek.org. If you have a problem, call back and we will help you, okay? And God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being willing to stand up and be counted. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Joe, who's the false prophet?
Who is the false prophet? Well, I don't know who he is. He hasn't appeared yet. He will not be revealed until after the rapture, approximately in the middle of the 7 years. Who is he? I don't know that. He arises and comes up out of the earth. So is he an evil personality that's been in the pit of hell for maybe hundreds of years? Or is he somebody just possessed by a demon out of the pit of hell? I don't know that. I have some idea of what his name is. Do you have some idea of what his name might be?
No, sir, what was his name? What is his name, if you don't mind?
Well, I believe his name, I believe there are different ideas. I've been looking at the different ones because I had never thought about it before. And so I've wondered maybe if his name might be Sodomy. Since the whole idea is so full of sodomy. Since the whole Antichrist kingdom is an Antichrist kingdom of sodomites. When you take the mark of the beast, you will immediately become a sodomite. I believe that. Now, I don't have proof of that. I just believe that. I believe anybody that takes the mark or the name or the number will immediately become themselves a lesbian or a sodomite or a transgender. So I believe his name could well be the name of Sodom. Now, there are other ideas. I'm looking here at my notes and trying to see if I can remember where I wrote that. I wrote down some things about it, trying to understand what might be his name. Here we are. It may be unrestrained. Unrestrained, or no limits on life. I don't know what his name might be. It may be some name that fits one of those ideas. In the Bible, even in prophecy, and even in the dark world, often names have a meaning according to the meaning of the name that fits the character. I'm not sure, but I believe at the very height of it, it will probably be sodomy.
Well, what do you think about ISIS? Are they playing in some kind of end time prophecy now?
They are definitely part of end time prophecy, but they will be concluded at the war, at the battle of Gog and Magog. They're going to be judged before the devil and his crowd is judged. You got to understand, the religion of the Antichrist kingdom is a confused, distorted form of Christianity. A distorted form of Christianity. But the religion of the war of Gog and Magog is literally the religion of Allah, the religion of the Islamic world. But it will be judged in advance of the end of the 7 years, probably right after the rapture, or maybe right before the rapture. But I believe there must be a good 7 year period between the war of Gog and Magog and the actual battle of Armageddon. And so I think it has to be right at the rapture, right before the rapture, right after the rapture, at the war of Gog and Magog. And that's when ISIS will be taken care of. God will judge them, and the whole world will see it.
Thank you, Brother Jay.
Thank you, my dear friend, and God bless you. Now, give us a call at 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I'm having to try to disseminate this information about Lee College. This is overwhelming to me. Lee College Choir going to the Vatican in Rome to play music at a special ceremony with the Pope and with the Catholic Church, and then participating in that event afterwards. That's overwhelming. And this man is sending me the information. Not likely he would have called me if he wasn't reading that from somebody's data. If there's somebody out there that knows this is not true, please call me right now. Right now. I don't want to disseminate anything on this broadcast that's not bona fide. I'm here to be real above everything. Real. Nothing but real and right and pure, and keep it holy in the sight of God. But around this globe, you heard me. You heard me. You heard this man say, the Lee College Choir, the Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, that I was part of for 41 years. They started backsliding in 1988. I was there at the General Assembly, standing up, opposing the changes, opposing it. I mean, speaking up, doing everything I could to stop it. And I did my best. And when I couldn't change anything, I got out, because that was the only thing I could do at that point. But I'm here to tell you, folks, religion is in a mess. Religion is in a mess. Now, lines, I got all kinds of emails here. Let's see what I got. And I'll start here. The first one, a new cult. Oh, boy. You know, it's amazing. I love it when there's so much out there. Pastor Chambers, check out this new religion after your program. Thank you, my friend, but I don't have time to do that now. Is the tribulation, in the tribulation, will it be the Church of Rome or the religion of Islam that will reign? Hey, that's a good question. I just answered that. It will be the Church of Rome, and it will be the Catholic Church and all her children. See, the Catholic Church has a mass of children who are from the Protestant world. And you just heard it. Woo, you just heard it. And I don't think you can doubt it, because I've been going in that direction for some time. And so it's right down the alley of what's happening to the Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee. And I'm sad. My heart still loves many, many, many hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of people within that fellowship, and I would do anything I can to be a blessing to them. I want you to know right now, I'm not an enemy, and I didn't leave 20-some years ago to start fighting them. I've never fought them. I'm not going to start now, but you just need to understand, we're in a dark hour, and this is happening everywhere. It's not just them. Where is there people who are not compromising if they're in the realm of big-time religion? It's only those humble people who are still just old-fashioned Bible believers who still cling to this wonderful King James Version of the Bible. If you don't believe these new versions do damage, then look at what's happening. Look at it. Open your eyes. Look. I mean, when you get a distorted Bible, how do you keep going the right direction? It's not possible. It really is not possible. Let me check on everything here. The time is flying. Hey, grab your phone. I don't want to miss a call. 1-800-338-7884. Anything I say that you can correct, you call me and let's work on it. I'm here to learn. I don't know it all. I want you to understand, I don't know it all. All right, Revelation. Why? What do you say to mainstream churches that say the book of Revelation is just a book of history? I say the Bible is the infallible word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And when you deny any part of the Bible, you're playing loose with your soul. I read to you, for I testify unto every man that heareth the word of this prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues. Now listen, and if any man shall take away from the words of this book, any person who denies the words of the prophecy of this book, he says, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. A person who denies the book of Revelation is lost. God has removed their part out of the book of life. They need to repent and get right with God, or they're going to lose their soul and spend eternity in hell. Do you hear me? Those churches that deny the book of Revelation have taken out, and that's in the book of Revelation, by the way. Well, I guess when they take out the book of Revelation, they take that out, don't they? And they deny it. And so they're not, oh yes, they're accountable. Whether they believe it or not, they are accountable. This book is the infallible word of God, and you cannot change it. I promise you, you cannot change it. Oh, isn't that pitiful? Can you imagine people who do not believe the book of Revelation is part of the Bible? I mean, do you believe? How do you deal with that? Isn't that sad? How about all of those of you out there who are members of these nominal churches that never preach Revelation? They never tell you about the prophecies I'm talking to you about. Everything I'm saying is being fulfilled. I mean, I'm telling you, the Protestant church is going home to the Catholic system. You just heard it of Lee College, an old-fashioned, Pentecostal, Bible-believing, New Testament church. I mean, you can't, I know I was in it 40-some years. I got saved in it in 1952. And I'm telling you, it was on fire for God. There was a move of the Holy Spirit. I've been in the General Assemblies where there was a mass of people, 12, 15,000, and someone would give a message in tongues over in the second balcony all the way across that auditorium, and you could hear them distinctly without a microphone. And then somebody else would stand up somewhere else in that vast auditorium and give an interpretation, and the service would go on just as smooth and just as orderly because it was the Holy Spirit working. I've been there, friend. happened. I know what it was. And I know the power of Christ that was real. And I know the mighty work of the Holy Ghost. And I learn everything I know about prophecy, almost everything, from men in that fellowship. They were men in that fellowship. One man was named Cox. One man was named Britt. I'm sure I remember all the names. Well, I know I don't. But they were good men who taught this and went from church to church teaching. And I learned from them. And now I'm teaching what they taught me. Oh, you see, it is so beautiful. It was Dr. Ray Hughes that suggested I get the book by Joseph Seiss on the apocalypse. Hey, that book has changed my life, and the general overseer recommended it to me. So I'm telling you, it was a great church. And you see what's happening. And I know you tremble just like I do. I know you tremble just like I do. All right, here we go. Let me see. All of us have to be born again. That includes Baptists and Pentecostals as well as Catholics. Amen. Everybody in the world who is saved and goes to heaven has to be born again. You've got to become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Turn from your sins. Turn to Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus wash you and make you a new creature. You got to be born again. You got to be saved. If you're not saved, do it today. Hey, let me tell you what the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to tell you. If you don't understand this Bible and you don't understand what I'm saying, and you're all between these two worlds of confusion and all of this, do something for me. Do something for Brother Chambers and for yourself. Take the book of St. John and start reading it very slowly. Read it all the way through one time. Then do it again, two times, and then three times. And as you read, beginning with the first time, pray one prayer. I want to know Jesus Christ. I want to see the Son of God in these pages of this book as I read. And you pray that earnestly, and you mean it. And I promise you, before you get through probably the first time, at least the second time, if not the second, no doubt the third time, you're going to meet the Son of God, and He's going to change your life. And He's going to save you. And then you call me up and tell me you did what I asked you to do all over the world, all the way to Australia and New Zealand, all the way up into Ukraine, down in the countries of England, Europe, all the way down in South Africa, all the way down through the African countries, in South America. You are hearing me all over the globe. Get in that book of John. Let Him teach you. You don't have to believe it because Joe Chambers said it. Believe the Bible. Once you meet this Son of God, the Lord Jesus, then the Bible will come alive for you. And you'll begin to read and you'll begin to love it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Chambers. This is Brother Gary from New York.
Okay.
Good. I sent you an email regarding the Lee College, some information I found on it. It may be a little bit different than what the man described, so I would suggest withholding the judgment on that. I did want to ask about the scripture that you read earlier from Revelation.
Well, this is a new thing that hasn't happened yet, and the man was reading that it was about to happen, so I will have that by next Saturday, and we will know. And so I've got it all on hold, and we're going to see what takes place.
Okay, great. I wanted to ask about the scripture that you read in Revelation at the beginning, at the top of the broadcast, and beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
Yes.
He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.
Right.
I was struck by that, thinking that seems to describe a mixture of male and female characteristics.
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. That's why the name, I think, will probably be sodomy.
Yes.
That is a mixture. It is the effeminate and the masculine blended together.
Yes.
That's what you see in that verse. The effeminate and the masculine blended together. Let me read it again. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. The two horns like a lamb is a mixture, and then the dragon along with the lamb is a mixture. It is the effeminate and the masculine blended together in a sodomy lifestyle.
Yes. Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. That's why I called you.
Well, I'm so glad, and see, I'm waiting for anybody out there, and I've never heard anybody discuss the name of the false prophet. It seems like to me that's just never been on the grid. It never come up, I guess. And it got a hold of me in studying for today's broadcast. And I realized, hey, we need to know who this false prophet is and warn people. Because there's going to be a multitude miss the rapture. They're going to miss that rapture. I mean, the world is full of millions that's going to miss the rapture. And they're going to get right with God after that rapture occurs. And they're going to face hell, brother. They're going to face every form of deception that is imaginable. And it will only be the man or woman who really has their name written in the book of life and who then received the nature of Christ into their life that will be able to discern the distinctions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear friend, and God bless you. God bless you. No, I have that information from this dear man on Lee College. The Lee College Choir took part in a concert in 2012 that featured a classical piece of music. Here is a quote from a possible link. Reserve judgment until you know for sure. Well, that's what I'm doing, and I would say to all, but I doubt very seriously that man called me with a total misinformation. But, you know, I don't know. I trust my listeners, and I hope you know I do. And that's my business, to trust my listeners, because they are extremely important to me. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. This is George, and I'm calling from California. And I Googled a little bit, and the only thing I could find is Corpus Christi Cathedral Youth Choir has been chosen to sing at the Vatican.
Well,
all I have, okay?
And now, what is the name of the choir?
Corpus Christi Cathedral Youth Choir.
Okay, well, but you found nothing about Lee College Choir.
Well, I didn't Google that much, but I didn't right off the bat. But I have a very important comment to make, please.
Okay, let's hear it.
And I hope you let me finish before you answer.
I'll do my best, George.
Linda talked about being born again in order to enter the kingdom. There is a dividing line, and this is for all listeners. We can be baptized and be saved. When we are truly baptized, we are saved, and we cannot lose our salvation. However, we are not born again. And so the baptized that are saved will go into the tribulation unless they are born again. That's explained to Nicodemus. And so you must be baptized and saved, and then you must surrender before you are born again. There are two different events. They can be separated by 3 hours, 3 days, like Paul, or 40 days or 40 months, I don't know. For me, it took about 3 months from my baptism until I was born again in the Spirit. And so I'm repeating, a baptized person is saved, but they will go into the tribulation unless they surrender totally and are born again in the Spirit.
Well, I'm not going to debate all you said. I think you said at the beginning, once you're saved, you can never be lost. I don't believe that at all. I believe a person can backslide and go to hell once they've been born again. And I've got many scriptures to prove that, and we'll talk about it sometime. We agree on most things, but there may be something we don't agree on. Now, let me read to you. I've got the internet up. Active Tours, Lee University Singers. Sing Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Botanica. Perform musical concert in Venus, to Cannae, and Rome. And goes on and gives all the details of them singing at the Vatican in Rome. And so that seems to settle it. Lee College Singers, and that's on a very dependable Harmony International. This is not some careless website. This is big time news. And I think you can settle the fact that Lee Singers are going to be singing for the Mass in the Vatican. It's pretty clear here, and I'm reading it right off of this great website called Harmony International.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Kimber.
Oh, God bless you, brother. I love you much. You are my friend. Now, listen to me. breathtaking news today. I got that right here that somebody just sent me, so it would be hard to deny that. And you that are good Church of God people that love old time truth, get on your phones and call the headquarters, call your state office, and raise some concerns, okay? And do it with all your heart. That is absolutely breathtakingly blasphemous. That's the only word you can say for it. I don't know what else to call it. Hey, now, any other questions? Let's have it. I'm sitting here with all these things coming at me. I got to go back here and get a hold of the internet and see who I've got waiting to hear me. I'm being careful here not to eliminate the wrong thing. Sometimes I have that problem, you know. I can eliminate the wrong thing, get myself in trouble. All right, let's hear from you. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, toll free, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Hey, I want to hear from you. You are very important, and I want you on this program. We got 20 minutes, and I want questions, and I want phone calls, okay? I want phone calls. So grab your phone, 704-391-0588, and I haven't even told you the gift for today. The gift for today is very important, very important. 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. That's my gift for today. 1,000 years of reign. 1,000 years of reign of Jesus Christ on this earth, called the millennial reign, and it could start in as little as 7 years. Immediately after the rapture, 7-year tribulation period, then Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom on this earth. Sets up his kingdom on this earth, and the 1,000 years begin. Now, camp meeting begins on the 28th of June, and the morning 9:30 service, Tuesday through Friday, will be devoted to preaching and teaching on the 1,000-year millennial reign. Joey Yates, one of the greatest Bible teachers, preachers in our fellowship, and probably anywhere in the country, will be teaching on Tuesday morning on the Golden Gate and the entrance of Christ into Jerusalem to establish the kingdom of 1,000 years, and they will go from there right through the 1,000-year reign. That begins on Tuesday. The camp meeting begins on Sunday night, which is the 28th. 28th of June goes through the Friday night, July the 3rd. Get your plans ready to be here. You can't afford to miss this event. You can't afford to miss it. June the 28th through July the 3rd. I want you here. Hear me. I want you here. Now, the lines are open. Call quickly. Gift. You need this booklet on the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. You need to get excited. Great, eh? I can't imagine anything more wonderful. Now, if you've heard some of the announcements I've made the last weeks, I've had some incredible offers. One offer was contemporary music. You can get that booklet instead of the one for today. One on the Son of God has defeated the devil. You can get that booklet instead of the one for today. And one on the miracle of Israel in Jerusalem. You can get that booklet instead of the one I'm offering for today. So that much to educate you and to build your faith and to build your life and to get you in this book and to get you learning all the great truths of the Holy Book. All right, we've got somebody talking about the false prophet. Is it possible that the current pope will be the false prophet? I don't think so. Now, I can tell you that nobody knows that, but I don't think so. I don't think the present pope can be the false prophet. He is well liked, and many people, including leaders, like him. What are your thoughts? Well, my thoughts is, no, I don't think it's the present pope is the false prophet. I think the false prophet will be many times more, many times more smart. I think he'll be intriguing. I think he'll be a brain of such intensity. Well, this present pope speaks 6 different languages, I read today. So I can't prove nothing to you about this. All I know is I think this is the last pope. If he turns into being the Antichrist, then I won't be confused at all. But I believe the false prophet will rise up out of the earth. See, that's what the Bible says. Rise up out of the earth. So when he shows up, it'll be out of the pit of hell. That's all I can say. He'll be out of the pit of hell. Now, I don't know that it'll be a demon. I don't know that it'll be somebody who died and went to hell and now comes back. I don't know that. But it'll certainly be somebody possessed with a spirit of evil. I mean possessed with a spirit of evil. And you on the air, and may I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I have a question.
Okay, I hope I have an answer.
Well, my name's Joseph, and I'm from South Carolina. But the question I had was, I heard a few minutes ago you was...
Hey, you got talking in the background. Tell them to be quiet for a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I heard you was speaking a minute ago, talking about immediately after the rapture, you know, about the seven-year tribulation and things like that.
Yes.
And I've heard that before, and, you know, just based on my own reading out of the Bible where Jesus talks about immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun would be darkened, the moon turned to blood, and those things. And I haven't been able to find anything that supports that, you know, after the rapture, what's called the rapture, where Jesus comes in and gets people who are saved, that there'll be a period after that to where, you know, people that's not saved will have the chance to be.
All right, you go to Revelation chapter 4, okay? Now, just make you a note, or write it down in your mind. Read chapter 4 of Revelation, and you'll have the picture of the rapture. It absolutely is the rapture, and if you'll read a little bit, you can't doubt it. Then chapter 5, there's a celebration of these raptured saints in heaven as they get ready for the marriage supper. Immediately, then there's a book in the Father's hand. Jesus takes that book. It is a sealed book, and he begins to open it in chapter 6, and that's when the tribulation period begins. So if you've got the rapture in chapter 4, you got a celebration in heaven of all this multitude of saints in chapter 5, and then you got the tribulation period beginning immediately in chapter 6, a seven-sealed book that he begins to open. Then you've got the rapture and the tribulation period immediately after it. Now, the scripture you just quoted was in Matthew 24, where immediately after the tribulation of those days, then he's talking about Jesus returning to set up his kingdom on the earth. So that scripture in Matthew 24 that you mentioned is the return of Christ to the earth to reign 1,000 years. And so that's very different from him coming for the rapture. See, you've got him coming for the rapture. Then at the Battle of Armageddon, he comes from heaven and the saints are all with him. Now, if the saints are with him in Revelation when he comes from heaven to set up the 1,000-year reign, how in the world did they get there without the rapture? That's why we believe the rapture has to take place before the tribulation and then the tribulation, and then Jesus returns with the saints to reign on the earth 1,000 years. Now, let me give you two scriptures to study. Go to Isaiah 26 and study the last two verses of Isaiah 26. Then go to Malachi chapter 3 and study the last three verses of Malachi chapter 3. And then go to Revelation 4, 5, and 6 and study those three chapters. And I'm going to tell you, those three readings, Isaiah, Malachi, and then Revelation, I think that'll convince you.
Okay.
Okay, and I love you, friend. And just keep listening and keep calling. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers, I was wondering if you had seen the article about the Pope where he had called the leader of the Palestinians an angel of peace and presented him with an
I read that this morning. He called the leader of the Palestinians an angel of peace. I mean, these people have been so evil and vicious. I mean, they hate every Jew. See, you're seeing the Catholic Church take a stand on the side of the Palestinians in opposition to the Jews. The Catholic Church are postmillennial. They don't believe that the Jews are back in their homeland by divine prophecy. It's kind of an accident of history that there's Jews back in the land of Israel. And they don't receive that as prophecy because they are postmillennial. The Jews have no future in biblical prophecy according to the Catholic Church. And so they are on the side of the Palestinians instead of on the side of the Jews. You understand?
Yes, I understand. I'm just so grateful that my Bible tells the glorious future for Israel.
Without a question. Thank you, sir, and God bless you, okay? Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Let me see if I have another question here. I'm trying not to miss nobody. Is it possible? I already read that. All right. Anybody else have an email that you want to send me? Do it quickly. I'm trying to check to make sure I have missed none in my junk mail. I get things in the junk mail that's quite amazing to me. I really do. Hey, how are you? No, that's. I thought that was maybe one, but it wasn't. So we'll just go on here. All right. Let me hear from you. America in end time is end time Babylon. All right, let's see who that comes from. America is in Dr. Chambers. I just read several articles and excerpts from two books that said America is the end time Babylon on destiny for total destruction. Please comment. Thanks, Don. Now listen to me, Don. Listen to me carefully. If the Bible made Israel or made America the end time Babylon, it would have said it. When the Bible used the term Babylon, plain and simple Babylon, it meant Babylon. If you can take God using words that have no, I mean, it's very clear they're not given in a symbolic way. They're just plain scriptures like Revelation chapter 18. You got a whole chapter written for Babylon and Babylon being destroyed. It's over there in the area where Jerusalem and Rome is. And those three cities, I preach a sermon, the tale of three cities. The tale of three cities, Jerusalem, Rome, and Babylon. Babylon's going to be destroyed by God. Rome's going to be destroyed by the Antichrist himself against all the religious people under the false prophet. And then he's going to march toward Jerusalem. He'll be in the Valley of Megiddo with his eyes set on destroying Jerusalem. And Jesus will appear in the sky riding a white stallion with millions of saints of God with him and millions of angels with him. And I'll tell you, Antichrist is going to start trembling because he's going to be at the end of his game, at the end of his reign, and it is very close. No, I do not believe that America is Babylon. People have been saying that, and I say, wow, how do you get off in something like that when there's no Bible proof? Nothing, nothing, period, nothing. Give me one verse. Give me one verse. Give me one verse. And I can show you many verses that speak of Babylon. Did you know that Babylon is the second most named city in the Bible? Jerusalem being the first and Babylon being the second? I mean, Babylon, literal Babylon, literal Babylon. You know, you just stay with that old literal book is what you do. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, I was listening, reading an article yesterday about Rick Warren and the homosexual Elton John appearing before Congress to try to raise more money for AIDS.
Holding hands.
Have you heard anything about
it? I've got the picture.
Isn't that amazing?
They were holding hands, and they sat down at the table, and Rick said to John, if we would kiss, it would be the kiss heard around the world.
The church world's in a mess, isn't it?
Now, what's wrong with Rick? Did he have his brain in gear?
Something's wrong with him.
I'm telling you, appearing in a picture, holding hands with this noted homosexual, and then sitting down at the table and joking about if they kissed one another. Oh, brother, come on.
It's disgusting. And you know,
it makes you sick on your stomach.
Absolutely. And all they have to do is turn from their wicked ways, and that'll cure the homosexual problem.
It will kill it. It will cure it immediately. I've had two homosexuals in the last few weeks call this program who've been delivered and born again, and they're now living a clean and wholesome life. If you are homosexual, a lesbian, or a transvestite, I or any good man of God can cast that demon out of you, and you can be a new creature in Christ. You'll be born again, live for Christ. You need to be delivered, though. I'm telling you, they need to be delivered.
Absolutely. And thank you for the good work you do, Brother Joe.
Well, I'm just here for the glory of God. That's the only thing I have. You know, I'm almost 80, just a few months now, and I've been doing this program 40-some years. And it's the most wonderful thing I do. I love every minute of it. And to know that we're being heard all over the world, and a program like today, this has been breathtaking.
Amen. And I hope the Lord will give you many more years.
I don't want 40 more. I want to go to heaven before then.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to going to heaven, brother. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to going to heaven. Let me try to get this. God bless you now. Okay. Let me try to get this up on the news here. Let me get the right button. I'm telling you, going to hitting these buttons. If you don't get the right one, buddy, you're in trouble. I love that old brother George that called me from California. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to be born again. And he is a new creature. I really believe that. I love him very, very much. I've got one here I'm trying to find. I don't know. I found it a while ago in the page with the spam. I can't even say that. Well, I'm not finding it. He can send it again if you haven't heard me say it. Because I don't like to miss nobody. I really don't. But if I missed you, all you got to do is send it, and I will get to it. Send it again, because I'm looking at the current things. Hey, listen, we're at the coming of the Lord. I'm going to share the rest of this song with you in a minute about praying till you pray through. And if you don't have that booklet, that would be a good one to order. Praying until you pray through. That's a wonderful booklet that I've written. I just sent it to 400 and some people who are prayer warriors and people connected with our fellowship. We're planning camp meeting. We're going to have a week of fasting beginning on May the 24th through May the 31st. That's a whole week. A whole week of fasting and praying. I'd like to have several hundred of you fasting with me that week. May the 24th, right on through the 31st. That's week after next, starting Monday week through Sunday week. Okay, man, would I love to have you part of that? I really would. I'm telling you, the coming of the Lord is at the door. Now, I'm coming down to the end. I want to tell you again the gifts I have. I have several, but the main one today is 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. That's a wonderful booklet. We'll send it to you. The one I just mentioned, Pray Until You Pray Through. That's very, very wonderful. Very, very important. And I think you will love it. A caller from Texas gave me the link, sharing the Lee College singer is performing at the Vatican, and I already have that link. It was sent to me. Okay? It was sent to me, and it is, you can tell it's positive. You can tell it's right. So Lee College Choir is indeed singing at the Vatican right here in the very near future, participating in a mass, celebrating the priest, transforming the blood of the wafer into the very body of Jesus Christ, and transforming the grape wine or the grape juice into the very blood of Jesus Christ. That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. And for them to sing for that event is just as much blasphemy as to drink that wine that they call blood, or to eat that wafer that they call the very body of Christ. I pray somebody can change their minds. Go for it. Go for it, Church of God preachers and Church of God members. Get it changed. Go after them. I mean, give it all you got with sweetness and love and grace and some backbone like a saw log, okay? Some backbone like a saw log. All right, any other questions here? Don't want to miss anybody. I don't think I've missed anyone. I'm waiting on you. Call quickly. And let me tell you, please pray for us here. I need you as partners of this program. The way we are affecting people now all over the globe, the way our material is going everywhere in a multiplicity of places, and tens and tens and tens of thousands, you ought to be a part of it with your donations. You should send your gifts to help us. This is the Lord's work. The day may come shortly with what's happened in America that you won't get a tax deduction for your gifts. So you better learn to give your gifts without tax deductions. Now, you can get it now. We can give you tax deduction, but I don't know how long I can do it. So you need to go for giving now and get ready to give without tax deduction status, okay? Because this nation is going downward so fast. If we don't see a prayer answered, it's May Day. It's May Day. The daughter of Billy Graham is calling this May Day, and I agree with her. It's May Day, friend. We are desperate for the miracle, a breaking it, and we're desperate to change our church world, and I'm working on that with all I have got. I dedicate myself to the church world. I love the Church of Jesus Christ. I love the kingdom work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, love to have you in church tomorrow, right in that sanctuary. I'll be preaching the wonderful gospel. I promise you. the wonderful Word of God. We need new families that will share the great ministry of this church. We have a great Christian school. You need to consider Christian school. We have the best curriculum, the Becker curriculum. They don't come better. It really doesn't. Our teachers are just at the top of the list. We may need a teacher for next year for upper school, 7th, 8th grade teacher. So if you're a teacher and you want to be part of a great Christian school, you want to be part of a great Christian school, let me hear from you. If any way you want to help us in what we're doing, get on the stick and help us. And let's give it our best. And visit us and be a part of a great church doing the business of the King with all of our heart. We have no other interest but to do the business of the King. Now, we're going to play the rest of that song in a minute, and I don't want you to miss it. Hallelujah. I want you to hear the end of it. 21 days, and then God shows up. Or at least Christ, Jesus Christ, shows up and honors him and says, I heard you from the first day that you set yourself to praying. Hey, we didn't pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll stop the president of this United States and put an end to this reign of terror and wickedness. And stop the wickedness that comes against our nation like a storm. We cry out to you, Father. We want a supernatural visitation straight from your throne room, my Father. And we believe in you for it. And we claim it in the mighty name of the Son of God. Father, we believe in you. Father, we believe in you. Father, we believe in you. And we're going to trust you with everything in us because you're God. You're sovereign. We love you, Father. Now call quickly, would you please? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. We want you involved in what's happening at this great church. I really do. I want you involved. I want you to be part of us. I want you to walk with Christ in all surrender and devotion and dedication. Please call and get the free booklet, will you? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Go on our internet, paulcreek.org. Everything you see, sermons all are archived. You can have more sermons than you'll ever listen to. I promise you that. All right. I want to share the rest of that song with you. Very, very important.
The 21st listen. Day is dawning, but something's different today. The devils were not present to hinder me when I pray. But behold, a hand just touched me. And I heard the good Lord say, oh, Daniel, my beloved son, I heard you the first day. And I kept on praying, I kept